Hello again, Nigel Ogden here. It's good to be back with you again for my monthly contribution to the Organist Encores, and out of my archives on this occasion come a few reminders of an extremely fine musician, composer, conductor, arranger, pianist and organist who had a very full and long professional life. Now, I say a few reminders, but I'm conscious that there will be those for whom the name of Louis Mordisch doesn't mean a great deal, if anything at all. However, I know there will be others who do remember this delightful gentleman, but whichever category you're in, I hope you'll enjoy these representative samples of, as I say, a superb and very versatile musician. Now, Louis was born in 1908, shortly after his Russian-Jewish parents had arrived in London and decided to try and make a life for themselves in the East End. Now, as with many other musicians, Louis' professional career began on piano, but more about that later. For our first musical item, let's hear him at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer, which he first met in 1938 when he was called in at very short notice to deputise for Sidney Torch, who had had an accident. Well, Louis got to grips with the organ okay, but not with the controls for the lift and turntable upon which the Kilburn console sat. His first performance in the afternoon had been fine because the lift had been operated remotely by technicians operating a second set of controls at the side of the stage. However, at the evening performance, Louis was left to his own devices and spent most of the time going up and down or turning one way or the other or any combination of those various possibilities. Well, here he is playing Night Ride. Night Ride, as played by Louis Mordisch at the State Kilburn Wurlitzer. Well, staying with the theatre organ for the next few minutes, here's the beginning of a broadcast he gave on the Trocadero Elephant and Castle Wurlitzer, the instrument which of course now lives in the very building where Louis was once resident organist, the Troxy Stepney. The programme begins with Louis' signature tune, the St. Louis Blues, what else? And that's followed by, I'm pretty sure, a march composed by the man himself called Castanets of Granada. ¶¶ Louis Mordish and Castanets of Granada, kicking off a broadcast from the Trocadero, Elephant and Castle. Well, let's take ourselves back to the early days of Louis' career. He was about 13 years of age when he acquired his first professional engagement playing for silent films, and over the next few years he continued to gain much experience and started to climb the musical ladder. In 1933, he joined Joseph Muscant and his orchestra at the Commodore in Hammersmith, staying with him for the next 3 years, and it was during this period that this next recording was made. It's Henry Steele's novelty composition, Knave of Diamonds, with Louis at the piano. Knave of Diamonds, featuring Louis Mordish at the piano along with Joseph Muscant and the Commodore Theatre Hammersmith Grand Orchestra. Well, moving forward many years, in the early 1990s, whenever I happened to be in London, I would always try my best to make a point of going along to Claridge's Hotel for a little bit of lunchtime refreshment and, more importantly, to enjoy the exquisite time warp music provided by the resident quartet of violin, cello, double bass and Louis at the piano. Well, to spend an hour or two listening to selections of light music from the 1920s and 30s and earlier was a sheer joy. Well, one day I decided I'd write a piece of music for the quartet, never thinking for one moment that they'd actually ever play it. However, on one of my next visits, I presented them with the manuscript, and not only did they graciously accept it, but actually sight-read it and played it that same day. Well, as if that wasn't thrilling enough, imagine my amazement and delight when, a short time later, Claridge's produced a CD of their much-loved quartet, and there, as track number 11, was the piece I'd written for them. I was truly staggered. Anyway, to give you a flavour of those golden days, I hope you won't mind hearing the piece, and what else could I call it but Tea at Claridge's? Thank you. at Claridge's, composed by me and played there by the Claridge's Hotel Quartet, with the subject of tonight's programme, Louis Mordish, at the piano. Now, around this time, during 1992 to be more precise, Louis recorded what turned out to be his last session for The Organist Entertains. He drove over from his home in Wembley Park to what was then the Cannon Cinema in Harrow, formerly the Granada, of course, and we had a delightful morning as Louis recorded a selection of those light classical transcriptions for which he was particularly well known. This one is the waltz from the Faust Ballet Music. At the Harrow Wurlitzer in 1992, an organ which is still there but not really accessible these days in what is now Gold's Gym. Well, later that same year, Louis and I met up again at the Finchley premises of the famous London music publishers Stainer & Bell, and we managed to get the recording equipment operational while Louis played a variety of numbers on the Con 580 electronic theatre organ, including this sparkling version of Eleonora. Thank you. Eleonora, as played on Con 580 Electronic by Louis Mordish, who by that time was 86 years of age. Well, Louis was fortunate in retaining his considerable keyboard technique right up until the end of his life, and I can remember him sitting down at the piano and rattling off impeccable renditions of fiendish pieces by the likes of Liszt and Chopin, even at that age. In fact, it's part of a very well-known piece by Liszt, which provides our finale this time. But just to take us there, let's return to the venue where Louis made so many appearances over the years, the Gaumont State Kilburn, with its excellent four-manual Wurlitzer. Now, Louis was quite a prolific composer of light music, and it was rare for one of his broadcasts not to contain one of them. However, he used a variety of pseudonyms so that in the Radio Times listings, a piece by him didn't necessarily have the name Mordish in the composer column, although, of course, the royalties would end up in the same bank account. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the programme, Louis was particularly well known for his transcriptions of light classics on theatre organ, and here's one of them, the Gopak from the ballet Guyana by Katchatourian. Mordish at the State Kilburn Wurlitzer, as he so often was over several decades. And so to another light orchestral transcription for our finale. It's the last section of the Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2 by Liszt, with Louis at the console of the fine Compton organ in Ossett Town Hall and making good use of the very effective upright piano attachment. Thank you. Some superb playing there from Louis Mordish and part of Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2, recorded during a concert at Ossett Town Hall in the 1980s. Well, that's just about it for this time. Hope you've enjoyed hearing a few examples of an extremely talented and accomplished musician. And from a personal point of view, it was a huge privilege to count Louis as a friend. Well, Damon will be back with you next week to introduce his special guest organist, and I'll be back again with more from the archives in July. Until then, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the best, and bye-bye.